Gzayis. Klolo, nadir by Gzayis or Gzayis. Even Beerus Kut, Eruv Machshav, it's not Chatigel. So then Rebbe would answer back like angry. Lechutz, lemocha, bachutz, mibor, like what's your question? So, therefore, Levi thought, let me see how is he going to answer me. And the way he answered, I don't understand what luck would be in both cases. So that's why Levi Shaila was a good Shaila. And in parentheses, the Mishnah Achrim, because I have to make a chutz, for the Gzayis Tachim Bay. Alright, we'll stop here.
We are holding Daf Lamed Aleph Omer Aleph. Three lines down. More like this. Itma we learned. Chatzi Zayis Chutzlis Manoi. The person had an intention. B'shashchito, the claim B'shach Gimel Avoides. He had a mind to eat a Chatzi Zayis, half of the Zayis worth of the meat. Chutzlis Manoi. So that's a Machshav Espigel. But it's only a Chatzi Zayis. A Chatzi Zayis is not enough to have a Machshav to make a Psal. So far he only thought he'd a chatzi zayis worth of the meat tomorrow. Then he thought chatzi zayis chuslim kindly. Then his next thought was he also plans to eat another chatzi zayis of the meat chuslim kindly, the wrong place. So right now, so far that we had in the Mishnah before, that these two machshavas would be mitzaref and the churit should be chalap full in the korban. But then right away he thought a third machshava. Then he thought the chatzi zayis chuslim manoi. Then I thought again that he plans to eat another Chatzi Gezayis, the wrong time. So comes out now altogether, he has a Machshav to eat the Gezayis worth of meat tomorrow, and only a Chatzi Gezayis, Chuslim Koimoi. Inshallah, how do we look at it right now? Do we look at it as if first the Psu was Chal, but look at it now, Lamaisa now, we thought a Gezayis, eat Chuslim Manoi, it should be Chal Tigul. The Gemara says, Omar Rava, Rava holds, that's what we passed in, the Yokuts Kiyoshin Hapigal. Yes, it wakes up. The Yokuts wakes up Kiyoshin while we're sleeping Hapigal. In other words, that first, the first Machshav of the Chatzi Gezayis, Tit Chuslas Manoi, by itself it couldn't make Pigal, because it was only a Chatzi Gezayis. So then, when you thought the second Chatzi Gezayis, that made a Psul, only because the first Pigal, the first Machshav, had nothing to mistarif to. But now that at the end you thought on the second Chatzi Gezayis, so at the first Machshava wakes up, and through the two of them together is Chayz the Mayor, so now the Maisi will look as if you have a Machshava to eat a full Kezayis of meat tomorrow, and you only have a Machshava to eat a Chatzi Kezayis of the meat, Chutzlim Kaimai. Therefore, even according to the Rabban in the Chura, it would also be Chal Pigol, and it would not be a Psul. This is what Rav holds. Rav Hamnuna says, no. Irav Machshava Sevei. Listen, first you thought on Yechatzi Gezayis Chuslas Manoi, then you thought on Yechatzi Gezayis Chuslim Koimoi, so at that time was Chalap Sul upon the Korban. At that time, the first Gezayis you thought about, it was made up with an Irav Machshavas, so it's already Chal the Psul, and once the Psul is Chal, he also doesn't go off anymore. We do not say like Chayz the Veneer, we do not say the second Machshava, the third Machshava, and start with the first one. But rather, since it was already Chal the Psul, it only stays the Psul, and therefore it is not Tigal. The Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rav says, Minua Minulo, how do I know to say Ma Yisoy that yes, the third Machshava could be Mitzvah together with the first Machshava? It's none, because we learned like this. Kibetzel Oichol Rishoin, or Kibetzel Oichol Sheini, Shebolon Zebze. Let's say out of eggs worth of food which had a tumas rishon on it, let's say a sheretz touched it, it has a tumas rishon, and you have another beitza worth of food that only has a tumas sheni, it only has a tumas sheni on it, and now these two kevesim, these two beitzim got mixed up together. The locker is rishon, that they have a locker of a rishon right now. But if anything touches this terubis now, they would become a sheni le tumah. In other words, since right now you have a kebeitza's worth of Tumas Rishon here, so if anything that touches this becomes a Shani, so if right now it has Loch like a Rishon, what's going to be Cholkon? Let's see, divide up this mixture in here, Cholkon, so then we say Zeh Shani v'Zeh Shani, but each Chelik by itself only has a Tumas Shani on it, because when you divide it up in here, most probably each half does not have the Kazai or Kabetz's work of the Tumas Rishon, so to Matamas something else, you have to have a kibetz's worth of food. So each kibetzah is like made up partially of the tumasheni. So therefore each chelek by itself only has a kreich of a tumasheni to be metama to pass for something else. That's called chokim. If you divide up these two kibetzim, then the locha is zesheni to zesheni. Each chef only has a locha like a tumasheni. But if Rav's diak is mashmo ha'choza v'irvon, let's say later you mix up these two kibetzim together, to make it back in together, again together, then we should have the mashman would come back to have the tumor of a tumas rishon. So here you see, even though in between the tumas rishon went away, but later it's like chayzer wakes up again. So first of all, the Gemara has to back to Rav and Mimai, who told you that? Like maybe no, maybe Taka remains that way. Maybe it does not become a tumas rishon anymore. Maybe it always stays a tumas sheni. Someone says, no, Rav's proof is, Midutani Sefer, since it says in the Sefer, no fal zeh bi'atzmoi, v'zeh bi'atzmoi, al-kika shel truma psula. Like each piece fell on a different piece of truma. Loch is psula. Again, we hold each piece only has a loch of a truma sheni. Loch of a truma is that a sheni makes like a psul when it touches truma. So the two kikra now is only psula. Meaning it has a tumas like a shlishi, but not really shlishi, can't make a revi. It itself is only psula. But what's going to be, so clearly, noflu shneim kiyachas, let's say both of these kibetzim fall together on the same kikur of truma, then we say a so sheni, then we consider like these two pieces like a tarishin latuma, and therefore makes the tumor into a sheni latuma. So you see, even though when they were separated, they had a lochel like a sheni latuma, later when they're mixed together again, it comes back to have its original locha of a rishon l'tumah. So you see, like chayzer v'neir, you see the last thing wakes up the first one. That's Rav's diyuk. So if Hamnuna or Muna says, no, there's a big difference, you can't bring a proof from this case to our case of Machshavos. So if Hamnuna or Amar, Hosom Iko Shiyuray, over there, Lamaisa, you have a kibetzis worth of Eichol, which had tumas rishon on it. Even though in between it was separated, but later when you mix them together again, like that complete shear comes together. But since at the beginning you had a shear of tumor, later it comes together again. But also here by these machshavas, like yishuroi, you never had at one time a shear of machshavas pigle. Like you only started out with a machshavas tida chatzik zayis meet tomorrow. A chatzik zayis does not make a machshavas pigle. And then your second machshavas tida chatzik zayis. So when you finally add it up to the shear of a kezayis, you do not have a machshavas tigel. So also let the shear since the beginning, you did not have a shear of tigel, even though later with the third machshava. Now you have it. It could be there's no proof that you say chayzer v'neir. There's no proof that wake up again since the beginning was never chal tigel. That's Rav Hamnuna svaro. It's still not chal. You remain with the psul, and that's all. So if Hamnuna holds here, there's no proof to our case. But still, where's the proof to his halacha? So Omar Rav Hamnuna says, Minu aminu lo, how do I know my yisoid? To say that the last machshav is not in start for the first one, but tonight I'll also bring a proof. But now we're not like this. Hoichol shenitma biyavatumo, food that became tomei, from a yavatumo, which the word means it's a rishna tumo. Vishenitmo bevlodatumo, and another piece of food that was only became tomei from a rishon. Means it's a sheni l'tumo. So you have these two pieces of foods. One's a rishon, one's a sheni. Locher is mitzarfim zem zeh letame bekal shavishnayim. But they could be mitzarf together, both of them together, that now you'll have a shear of a kibetza, and together you have a shear of a kibetza of oichol this tamei, but only bekal shavishnayim. Allows the tumo, a tumo sheni, not a tumas rishon. So right now it has a loch of a tumo sheni on it. So the idea is, my love doesn't mean to say, Afagav the Hod the Malai, even though later, we'll have another, like, Chatzik Beitza, falling in here of Tumas Rishon, still it only remains a Tumas Sheni. So you see the Chur, the first Tumas Rishon, since it was mixed up with the Tumas Sheni, it only has love of a Tumas Sheni, we do not say it wakes up again, and becomes back to a Tumas Rishon. So Mora says, no, what's your proof of Hamnuna? Dilma, maybe, only we're talking about, the loyho de malaya, which another piece of tumas rishon did not fall in here. But maybe if at the end, another piece of food that would even start with the first piece of food that was Tumas Rishon, and together you would have a shear of a basis worth of food of Tumas Rishon, maybe it would be Chayz of an Eir, maybe it would retain its halach of a Tumas Rishon. So in here you have no proof. And here Rashi asks the famous question, Vimtena, Eid Delay Heavy Boshir Mikor, at the beginning each piece by itself is not a shear of a kibbeitz alike. So how was the Makabu Tumma altogether, even from another Tumma? So Rashi learns, Rashi Shita is that food is Makabu Tumma, even the Cholshu, even a small amount of food, if a sheretz touches even a small amount of food, that food becomes a Rishon Tumma. That it is Allah, you have to have the size of a kibbeitza, that's only to be Matama something else. But for the food itself to become Tameh, that's enough even with the Cholshu. So there, each piece by itself is less than a kibbeitza. So one piece had a tumas rishon on it, and the other piece had a tumas sheni on it. So that's the shalav of Nuna wanted to be medayik, that even if another piece of a tumas rishon falls in here, still it would not be like mayor, it would not have a loch of a tumas rishon. It would only remain like a tumas sheni. The Gemara says back, it's not 100% true, because who told you so? Maybe here we're only talking about the lehodah, nothing else falls in. But maybe when something else falls in, then it would be the loch, it would come back to tumas rishon. There's not a clear proof. Now the Gemara says, "Ki osi Ravimi." When Ravimi came, Mami says like this: that Chatzi Zayit Chuslim Kaimai. The first the Kain thought that Bishas the Kabbalah that he's going to eat a Chatzi Zayit of meat the wrong place. And then he thought the Chatzi Zayit Chuslim Manai. Then he thought he's going to eat a Chatzi Zayit worth of the meat the wrong time. So the chura right now should be chalap sul in the korban, but not pigul, because he doesn't have a shear of the kezayis of pigul, but together he has a shear of sul. But now we have a third machshava, the chatzay zayis chuslas manoi. And then he thought again to another chatzay kezayis chuslas manoi. So what's going to be in such a case? In the case, again, that the first chatzay kezayis was chuslam kaimai, then the next two chatzay kezayisim was tirit chuslas manoi. So Maisi did think tirit kezayis worth at the wrong time, which maybe should make a machshavas pigul. That's the shayla. Do you look at just the last two machshavas, or do you say no? Since the first two had a shear of a kezayis and it was already chalap sul, it does not go off. It's more for this. Tony bar Kapor, bar Kapor learned pigul, that it's chal pigul. And the svar is because ain chati zayis moyul for mokum kezayis. The machshavas yet that you had only see the chati kezayis of it at the wrong place, that machshava means nothing. Because since Lamaisi you thought he the kezayis worth chuslas manoi, that's the main thing. So that's the machshava that's chal, it's chal pigul, and it's not chal so. That's what Baal Kapor holds. Chur is a little bit like Rovin saw before. So you also see Rovin, when Rovin came home, he said like this. What's going to be chatzi zayis chuslas manoi? First the claim thought he the chatzi kezayis worth of the meat tomorrow. And then he thought the chatzi zayis chuslas manoi. Again he thought he'd another chatzi zayis tomorrow. And then he thought the chatzi zayis chuslam kaimai. Then he thought he'd a chatzi zayis the wrong place. So on this, Tony Bakapora pigul. On this, Halacha Bakapora said that chal pigul the first machshava first. And then chatzi zayis another mokum kezayis. But the machshava the chatzi zayis does not help a mokum. Does not help a mokum. You have a machshava he'd a kezayis. Since the first two machshavis were tzivim chutzlos manoi, the guru here is pshita, that it's chal the psul pigul, and the last machshavim means nothing. So in other words, what Rovin means to say is he means to argue on Ravdimi, and it means to say that in the first case where you had a machshav chutzlom kaimai before you finished a machshav on a kezayis of chutzlos manoi, it would not be chal pigul, but rather he holds like Rav Hamnuna that once it's chal the psul, that's it, machshav pigul not chal anymore. Where did Rovin hold? Where did Baal Kapor say yes? It's chal the machshav is pigul. That's only if the first two chatzik gezeisim you thought eat them chutzlas manai. So right now you have a kezayis worth of eating the food tomorrow, which makes pigul. So then we say pigul is chal now. So then even though later you thought eat another chatzik gezeis chutzlam kaimai, so what? That machshava, even according to the rabbanin. As if you would have thought either kezayis worth the food, chutzlam kaimai. So according to the Rabbonim, that would make a psul and not tigul. But here, since you only thought either chatzik kezayis or chutzlam kaimai, That's what Baal Kapur meant to say, that the machshava v'chatzah kezayis means nothing. But mokum, we have a machshava v'kezayis. So since with your first two machshavas, you had in mind to the kezayis worth of the fruit tomorrow, the ma'is is chal pigul, and that's it. Even according to Rabban Shita, here it's not chal the machshava, because that was only a chatzah kezayis worth. We added the first two machshavas of chal, which is the shira of a kezayis eating a chutzas manoi, that makes pigul. Now, Ravashi Masnihochi. Ravashi learned like this. The case is that Chatzi Zayis Chutzlas Manoi. First, the Kohen thought the Shasa Dalar Avodas eat a Chatzi Zayis worth of meat at the wrong time. And then he thought, Ukezayis. Then he thought, like on a complete Kezayis of meat, that Chatzi of Chutzlam Kohenoi, half of that piece he turned to eat the wrong place. The chetz of chutzas manoi, half of that chatzik kezayis, half of that kezayis is transferred to the wrong time. So in this type of a case, there's Tani Bakapora. Bakapora learns pigul. Yes, it's chav pigul over here because ein chatzik kezayis, never mokum kezayis, because the shear of a chatzik kezayis means nothing. And here also it's better than the first case because here lemaisa, first you add a chatzik kezayis of a mechshavas pigul. Then even though the next chatzik kezayis really was chutzam kaimai, but you set it together with the third machshava. Like you said, the next kezayis, you plan to eat chatzi chutzim kaimoi, chatzi chutzim uzmanoi. But since you did not say just chutzim kaimoi by itself, you right away will start it together with the chutzim uzmanoi. In this case, we hold the machshavas of pigul is chal. Renechnami, in the first case, we had a machshavas of chutzim uzmanoi, a chatzi kezayis. Then you had a machshavas of chatzi kezayis chutzim kaimoi. It could be your load. It's called a psul in that sort. There's no more pigul. Even though lady had a machshava to eat another chatzik as a chutz of manoi, but then it wouldn't be chal anymore. Only over here, that when you said your second machshava, right away you like set it together. You said on this kezayis, you plan to do this and this. So look at this, the whole kezayis together. Together there is a machshava of a chatzik kezayis here on pigul, chutz manoi, and you already thought before to eat a chatzik kezayis, chutz manoi. Therefore, together these two machshavas are mitzaref, and it makes pigul. Omer Rabbi Yanni says, "What's going to be? Chishev sheyechlu klovim lemocher." Let's say the claim, the shas dalar avodis, he thinks not that he's going to eat the meat tomorrow, but he thinks to give it to his dog to eat tomorrow. Says chiddush is pigul. That's also called an achila. And melech chalap still pigul in the carbon right now, since the claim thinks that this meat will be eaten tomorrow. Even though he only thinks the dog will eat it, that's also called an achila. What's his proof? He says, because the Pesach Lachem says, "Yes, Izevo Yochlo Aklovim, the Chelak Israel, that the dogs will eat him up." It says, "Loshen of Yochlo, Mashma the achila of the dog is also called an achila." Therefore, that's also called a machshava for pigul. Where's the question? If so, Mask of Lor Ravam Ravam. Yes, the question is so. Elam Miyat is so. Chishev. If you have in mind that they just plan to burn this meat tomorrow. Again, not the emurim that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. They just plan to burn the meat that you're supposed to eat. You just plan to burn the meat that you're supposed to eat. You plan to burn it tomorrow. So that should also be a machshavas pigul. You also have in mind to make an achil on this meat tomorrow. Why? Are you only planning to burn it? There's a pasuk in here that says, Tachlu eish lo nefach. A mashma burning something is also called an achila. It says tachlu eish. So mashma when the fire eats it, that's also called an achila. So chur hokinami the pigul. If you want to tell me this will also be a case of pigul, so mersovenachinami. The chitayim hokinami, maybe I'll tell you yes. Like maybe you want to tell me yes. Even in this case, it would be chal pigul. If you think now that you plan to burn the meat tomorrow, maybe that's also called pigul. So Mersov says no, but now, whatever, that's not mishnah. Lecho kechatzi zayis, or lihakte kechatzi zayis kosher. If the Kohen thinks the shaft of dalar avodis that he plans to eat a chatzi zayis of the meat tomorrow, or lihakte and he plans to burn a hefek zayis of the emurim tomorrow, that says the mishnah kosher. That's not a machshavas psul at all. Why? Shein achim of the aktor mitzarfin, because you can't put the two together. So here you see clearly, why not? Because Haktor is not called an Achila. So here you see, burning is not called an Achila. According to you, look, even burning It's not to be called an achilo. It's not like this. E di after blush an achilo achinami. If the kohen would have said, listen, I think to eat a chatzi gezayis tomorrow, and I think to also eat by burning it, a chatzi gezayis tomorrow, maybe would be chal pigol. Hachem ha'eskinon, di after blush an achtoro. But over here in the Mishnah, when it says, inam etzara for two machshavos, meaning the kohen says he has in mind to burn, he only said achtoro. And therefore, the loshin achilu lechud, the loshin achtoro lechud, could be, since he said a loshin of burning, a loshin of achtoro is different than loshin of achila. A loshin achtoro means burning it and not eating it. That's why it's not mitzara together. Then Echnami, we would have just had a machshav of eating both of them, maybe that would be mitzara. Now the Lord says, Boye Ravashi, Ravashi has to shower like this. What's going to be chishev lecho kezayis v'shnei b'nei yodim? Let's say the Kohen has in mind now, the Shas is making this record, that he plans to give the meat, a kezayis worth of this meat, to eat it tomorrow between two people. Not one person will eat it, but two people eat it. Chishev lecho kezayis v'shnei b'nei yodim. Him and his son plan to eat this kezayis tomorrow. So now, what's the lochem? Also, machshav aslinon diyikashuri. Who was the listener? The Kohen right now is thinking that a kezayis worth of this meat will be eaten tomorrow. But since he's thinking about a kezayis, that's not to make a machshavas pigel. Or maybe bosa oichlan aslinon. Maybe no, you have to go bosa the ma'is achilo. You have to think now that like at least one person will eat a kezayis of this meat. And if that you only think each person will eat a chatzi kezayis, maybe that's not called a good machshava. The lack of shear, you don't have enough shear. That's the shiloh. When you think, is it a loch in the machshava? You have to think about a kezayis. Or more than that, you have to think that at least one person will eat a kezayis worth of the meat. That's the shiloh. So Rabbi Abaye says back, Toshma, come up, bring your proof. Toshma, it says now Mishnah, lecho techatzi zayis. Velahate techatzi zayis kosher. If the kohen thinks to eat and to burn a chatzi zayis, is kosher. Why, the Mishnah says? Because Ashena Achila the Akhtar Mustafran. You can't put the two together. You can't have a machshav of an achila and have a machshav of Akhtar of burning. Those are two different things. You can't put the two together. So what the Dik is though, Mashmah Lechol V'Lechol. If you have a machshav that these two